Okay, so we're here with Alumet Island farmer David Gillespie, who's here to talk with us about a upcoming webinar on agritourism. David, how's it going?
Fine. A nice warmer day today, so I'm enjoying that for a change.
Oh, for sure, for sure. So can you tell us a little bit about this this webinar that's coming up?
Yeah, well, I'm part of the IAA committee, an international committee to begin with, and I represent Canada. And
sorry, could you explain IW?
Oh, that's the International Workshop on Agritourism. That's the event that's going to occur in Vermont in 2020, well, this year, actually, in August, September. It's a three-day event. And on there, in order to help promote it, we were having a monthly series of webinars around the world on different topics. And it was that I was thinking, how could we get Quebec on the map internationally, because there's a lot of countries that want to be on that, so it's very competitive. And then I thought of the idea of the Francophonie, the French culture, because, as you know, it's a very important aspect of related to our culture's food, and that's well known internationally. We know everybody's heard of France and Quebec, you know, our restaurants and our traditional food and recipes. And so I brought up that idea, and it caught on with the committee. So we did just that. We got, and what, who we got involved was France, the region of Aube in France, A-U-B-E, and Eastern Ontario, where there's a strong Francophonie area, and, of course, Quebec. So that's what we're doing, and that's what we're going to be doing next Tuesday at 11 o'clock, right till 1, the first hour being in English, and then the second hour, which is noon till 1, being in French.
So explain a little bit about who is participating and what exactly you guys are going to be discussing.
Right. So first of all, we're going to have agritourism experts from Ontario, and I'll name you them in a minute. But basically, it's to discuss innovative ways to promote agri-food products in local markets, purchase locally sourced supplies, and sell direct to consumers. And it's also going to focus on the initiatives to promote local products and short distribution chains to bring producers in closer contact with consumers to limit the number of go-betweens. So it's direct selling, in other words. And that's what we'll be focusing on. And there are going to be three different regions, three success stories that we'll be talking. As far as the speakers, we're going to have two of them from Quebec. And one of them, I'll name them to you. In the order we'll be presenting them, it will be first from France. It'll be Christelle Taillardat, who is from Slow Tourism Lab. And then we'll have from Quebec two speakers, Nadia Dufour, who is well known in Quebec for the wine tourism and food and tourism business and agritourism, along with Mireille Labranche, which is the head of the market development for Tourisme au Richelieu, and then Tom Manley, who's the executive director of Eastern Ontario Agri-Food Network. So each one of them is going to give a presentation on what I described to you earlier.
Interesting. And so how can people participate?
Well, all they got to do is actually, I guess you'll be putting it on your website. They have to register, but it's free. And they need to register before 11 o'clock. And I guess you'll have a link on your website, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And they just need to go there and register.
And so who's this targeted to, the general public or?
Oh, well, it's anybody who's interested in agritourism or in food. I mean, this is our one and only chance for Quebec to be on the international map. I even saw somebody from Australia letting me know about the event, and of course, I would know I'm the moderator, but it's traveled all the way to there, so at the other end of the world. So it's anybody's, really wants to know more about agritourism, so be it agencies or the general public or farmers, it's open to everybody.
And as far as the topics of discussion going forward here, you said you're going to be having them once a month as well. So looking to the future here, what's going to be?
Well, we've had them since... originally we were supposed to have the webinar, the IAA event in 2020, but it got postponed because of the pandemic. Of course, it's been postponed for the third time. So, but this time we're having it. We're holding to it, and we're going full steam ahead. And since that pandemic, since we were supposed to have the the event, we decided to hold a series of on a monthly basis webinars on different topics related to agritourism, and that you know it's different ones each month. But this is the one for Quebec. We own this one, and it will be our only chance. So I figured this was a perfect topic because food is so important to Quebecers, right? Mm-hmm. It's got a very important tradition and history as well. So that's this topic. There's other topics, everything from like last month there was B&Bs, and those that receive people at the farm and stay over. So, you know, other topics was market selling directly from the farm at the farm gate from people coming to them during the COVID. So it was learning ways of how to deal with COVID and selling to the public. And in it, it's really interesting because what we discovered since COVID, and this is worldwide, we saw this in Europe and Africa and elsewhere in Asia, is that the farmers that are located near the towns and cities, if they had a good website and they promoted it properly, most of them ran out of products because people were quite concerned about food security. So a lot of them went to the farms that they never did before, and a lot of them just didn't have enough products, which was, during the pandemic, UGCs, it became a golden opportunity for them.
For sure. Different times were really...
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, no one saw that coming. Well, first of all, no one saw the COVID coming, and then no one saw this as a golden opportunity, and we were all scared it was going to kill everybody and, put them out of business, but the opposite happened. So it was a perfect opportunity.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you for your time here, Dave, unless you've got something else you want to add, or I'll give you the last word here if there's anything else you want to mention.
Well, if they want to know more about the event in Vermont that's going to happen, all they got to do is Google IAA Vermont, and it'll take them to that, and then they can see what the conference is all about, the tours, and what the future will be for agritourism. And I myself will be a speaker I'll be a speaker for two different presentations, and so I'm quite involved. And that's it. So, but I want this area, the Pontiac, to be tied to that in the future with the International Trail, and that's my presentation will be on that. So the Pontiac will be on that presentation worldwide, and when I give my presentation in August, and that's why I'm doing it.